Hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Click, subscribe, follow. I have another UFO story here. It says UFO overseas causes surge of tidal waves and paralysis. March 29th, 1974, Lome, Togo. This is in Africa. This is 1:45 a.m. A French vacationer and a local female friend are lying on the beach near Lome, Togo, in West Africa, when they hear a high-pitched whine and see an unlighted cylinder object above the ocean. It heads towards them on a level flight path until it gets about 500 feet away. It stops within moments. A tidal wave washes over the two witnesses. Unfortunately, he was able to get his right arm around one of the coconut trees while holding the African girl in his other left arm. Wave after wave crashed over them until and as they held onto the nearby tree, the UFO emits a powerful beam of light, and the Frenchman can see the waters parting in the deep though throw. There was also a temperature change. The heat within the beam of the light from the UFO was now terrifying. The sweat was pouring off from both of them. They remain paralyzed for about 20 minutes until the UFO turns off its lights and flies out to sea. The water surface and the air temperature immediately returns to normal over the next few days. The man feels totally exhausted as he has a ringing in his ears. His symptoms were still troubling him even 2 years later. Later, he had a further sighting when he watched a ball of blue fire with a red trail pass over him near Thuinville. I don't know where that is, but anyways, that's another story. This one's, it's an older one. It's out of Africa. So, if you like these stories, keep listening. And if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.